than other industries do.
We have a lot of questions about this mad cow disease.
If you recall the case where Oprah was sued by the meat industry for something she said on her show.
It has just stopped me cold from eating another burger.
Colorado, it's a felony if you're convicted under a veggie libel law. So you could go to prison for criticizing the ground beef that's being produced in the state of Colorado.
There is an effort in several farm states to make it illegal to publish a photo of any industrial food operation, any feedlot operation.
At the same time, they've also gotten bills passed that are called cheeseburger bills that make it very, very difficult for you to sue them. These companies have legions of attorneys, and they may sue even though they know they can't win, just to send a message.
We are on record for the deposition of Maurice Parr in the matter of Monsanto Company and Monsanto Technology versus Maurice Parr.
Mr. Parr, we subpoenaed your bank records in this case. Do you know that?
I tell you what really scared me the most today was the fact that they have every check that I have written from every bank account that I've used in the last 10 years.
Do you own any land, Mr. Parr?
Yes.
How many acres do you own?
3.
How long have you had this Dell computer? Which ones are soybean seed cleaning customers, Mr. Kaufman?
Beans only.
These people are not just customers, they're personal friends. And it's extremely heart-wrenching for me to know that this list is in the possession of Monsanto.
Harold Sin.
Beans only.
This is the first case in which a seed company is suing the person who does the cleaning of the seed. So if Monsanto's claims are upheld in this case, that would not only put Mo out of business, but it would prohibit every grower in the country from doing what Mo does as a precedent in future cases.
Have any of these customers specifically told you that they are not going to use your seed cleaning services anymore?
Ron Merrill.
This essentially puts me out of business,
Max Lowe.
You know, I'm finished.
Jerry Kaufman, Bill Ziering, Robert DeVault.
We have had a food system that's been dedicated to the single virtue of efficiency. So we grow a very small number of crops, a very small number of varieties, a very small number of companies. And even though you achieve efficiencies, the system gets more and more precarious. You will have a breakdown eventually. And where the breakdown comes in this system, you know, we don't always know.
Modern production agriculture is highly dependent on large amounts of petroleum.
Our farm, we're going to use about 40,000 gallons of diesel fuel a year.
We eat a lot of oil without knowing it. To bring a steer to slaughter, you know, it's like 75 gallons of oil. So what we're seeing is that this highly efficient machine does not have the resilience to deal with shocks such as the spike in oil prices.
Food prices last month were 3.9% higher than they were a year ago.
We'll take corn, another basic source of food, up to a 12-year high.
For a while, we could sell grain so cheaply anywhere in the world, farmers in other countries who aren't being subsidized could not compete with us, so that their capacity to grow food for themselves was compromised.
The world's running out of food, and nobody's talking about it. We have no reserves.
There have been protests around.